Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Gnarly Gnome. This is called The Weekly Pint. It is it's a podcast, sort of. It's really a happy hour, an excuse for us to hang out together, have a drink, talk about whatever we want to talk about. And I've got some good things that I do want to talk about tonight, some things that are weighing on my mind, especially that I'm pointing to what I'm going to drink tonight. That is weighing heavily on my mind. It's been hanging out in the fridge down here for several days, and I'm a little nervous about it. I'm not going to lie. It's either going to be amazing, and I'm going to be very embarrassed that I like it as much as I do, or it's going to be terrible, and I'm going to be grumpy that I have to drink all of that, because I have to drink all of that. It's a rule. Another rule, if you're new to this whole thing, because it's a happy hour, the whole point is for us to drink together. So as you jump on the live stream, and for those of you watching after the fact, this is a live show. We do this every Monday at 9:30, and we hang out together live. You guys on one side of your screen and me on one side of mine. It's a happy hour. One of the rules, though, is that we drink together. So when you crack something open, tell me what it is you're drinking. You can interrupt the conversation if you're opening up a new drink. It doesn't matter. There's no rules because it's not really a show. In fact, right now, let's see. Dippa Josh is having a Trogues Double Nugget Nectar. That is kind of a Dippa, kind of, depending on how you count it. Marco is having a Psychopathy before he cracks open a Family Tradition Base from 2024. A good choice for the night. And Julia is having a Shaker Amber Ale from Hopewell Brewing. All solid choices. Some good beers there. I don't have any beer. There is no beer around me, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. One thing that is around me that always makes me feel a little better, you guys know what it is. It's Dick's Potato Chips. This show is sponsored by Dick's. We love Dick's on this show, if you guys have not put that together outside of the show. I just love Dick's. My favorite potato chip company by far. Look, there is another local brand that I know a lot of us love for one chip. Dick's is not a one-trick pony. Everything that they make is fantastic. I keep them all. This is not just because they sponsor the show. I literally always have a tower of Dick's somewhere in my basement. I keep all the varieties on hand. I tend to go to the hot Dick's the most. That's these here, the red bag. These are the ones I eat the most. And then I eat a lot of the salty ones, too, for some reason. I love a good salty Dick. But they're delicious, and we appreciate Dick's supporting this show so much. I'm not going to quit touting how much we love Dick's just when they're not supporting the show, because I do genuinely love the brand. In fact, if you're down at Bockfest, look out for Dick's at Bockfest. There's always lots of Dick's at Bockfest, but this year there'll be even more. if you've not tried them, search all of your favorite retailers, your favorite bars, and find them there. If they don't have them there, tell them they need to get them there. And you can just get on the website and order your own Dick's online. There's, I believe, free shipping. I think if you you get onto the website over a certain amount, you can get free shipping. DicksPotatoChips.com. Have them shipped right to your door. A giant box of Dick's. It is kind of amazing to pull up in your driveway after a long day and see that big box of Dick's sitting there. It's kind of amazing. So if you haven't tried them, try them. I would not be as loud about a brand if I did not feel as strongly as I do about Dick's. And we'll talk more about them as kind of the show goes on. But thank you to Dick's. Go get your Dick's. This is fun. It's so much fun. Eric is having the last bottle of a minus homebrew Kentucky Common. I'm a boomer, so we eat our mistakes and our feelings. Even a mediocre homebrew is still a good beer because you make it yourself. If it was your neighbor's mediocre homebrew, it's not very good. But if you made it yourself, it's always going to taste better than something commercial, in my opinion. I need a drink. You guys see it sitting there behind me. It's time for the schnapsening. What did we come up with a name for what this is? This is not schnapps. I've realized most of the things that I'm drinking are not schnapps, but they are going to be kind of weird, off-the-wall bottles of stuff that are either hanging out down here in the basement or that I see when I'm out and about at stores. I have had this a few times. This is not my first bottle of this schnappening. I love this stuff. This is Amaro di Angostura. The name you might be familiar with. Oh, see, I've got this camera all messed up again. There we go. Amaro di Angostura. This is that same Angostura that you are probably familiar with from like every single cocktail that you've ever heard of. They make bitters. The little bottle with the label that doesn't really fit on it, that's who makes this stuff. And this is their kind of ready-to-drink Amaro. And I'm ready to drink it. So let's dive into that. We got our little schnapps glass here. Again, not schnapps. This is an Amaro, clearly, because it says it on there. Oh, I guess I should open this before I came in here. There is a lot of sugar in some of these, and they get a little crusty and kind of hard to open sometimes. It'd be really great if I could do this like slow motion or something, but that's a lot of work. It is dark. It looks like Angostura bitters. I do have like, I think, two or three cocktail recipes that are in like the book behind the bar of the stuff that I frequently will make. I have a couple different recipes that call for a lot of Angostura bitters. Like, we're talking ounces of Angostura, which is normally just a couple dashes, because I love the stuff so much. I'm going to cheat, and I'm going to look at my notes here, and we'll read a little bit about this stuff. Amaro di Angostura is a liqueur that's made with Angostura bitters. We put that together. It's got herbs, spices, and neutral spirits. Deep amber color. That tracks. It's deep amber. I lost my spot. There we go. With notes of cinnamon, dark chocolate, and licorice, it can be enjoyed on its own, over ice, or in cocktails. I'm going to do it on its own. I've never had it in a cocktail. All right, let's see. Julia says, something happened to the video feed. It's back. No, yeah, okay, I think it's back. Let me know if it's not. Oh, yeah, we had. Okay. There is a couple slight problems with the video feed. Good Lord. Let's check. I didn't connect it directly today because I thought I could get away with not doing it. Maybe that was a mistake on my part. Let's check our internet speed. Let's check on good old Spectrum. It's always something, isn't it? Yeah, it's not awesome. What we could do, I tell you what, let's do this. You guys hold right there. Watch my drink. Make sure it doesn't go anywhere. Just keep an eye on it. And I'm going to go grab the cable that I have to plug in here. It'll take me 2 seconds, I promise. Talk about something. No, it's definitely not you buffering. It's a me problem.
We'll fix it. We can fix it together.
All right, this should, in theory, be able to fix it here. If we don't lose our signal completely in the meantime. Now let's test this. That's better. All right. That should fix the problem, guys. In theory. It's always in theory. Oh, Lord. One of these days, I promise I'll figure it out. The one thing that I didn't do today. No. My watch is listening to me. All right, let's get into this Angostura di Amaro. Zach says, I need to find a bag of dicks closer to me on Coleraine. on Coal Rain. It depends on what part of Coal Rain. If you go down to Binsky's, which is technically pretty close to Coal Rain, just depending on which part of Coal Rain you're talking about, you can get Dick's there. They've always got Dick's. But just get them online. Go to the website, dickspotatochips.com, right to your door. Big old box of Dick's. I get it's all the same stuff that you expect from Angostura. However, this kind of comes off to me kind of like cola, like a not like maybe even like a cherry cola. But yeah, a very like a flat cola that you left out the night before. And then in the morning you grab it and you drink it and it's terrible. Not that this is terrible, but that's yeah, kind of cherry cola. I think it's cherry cola. It smells good. All right. Cheers. Prost. This is probably going to taste better than that. Oh, God, it's so good. Yeah, cloves, cinnamon, booze. Oh, that's good. What do they say I'm supposed to taste? They say flavor is warm cinnamon. Oh, mine was just regular cinnamon. Licorice, caramel, honeyed sweetness. Aroma is pungent, rooty, herbal with clove, nutmeg, cinnamon, cardamom, and black pepper. Oh, yeah, black pepper's a good one. I get that. The finish is long, spicy, rooty. Rooty. And warming with chili notes. Chili? Oh, man. It is 35% ABV. Made in Trinidad and Tobago. It combines Caribbean rum-making traditions with European bitter liqueur style. Recipe was developed in the 40s, but it wasn't released to the public until 2014. It is great. No joke. Really, really good stuff. Almost all of the schnapps and schnapps-adjacent beverages that I've had on this show for the schnappening have been just absolutely delicious. Most of them. Yeah, maybe not all of them, but most of them. Although I can't think of any that really weren't. Maybe Malort. Does that count as one of the schnapps that we did? I don't think we ever like included it at the beginning. It's always at the end. It's always at the end. Ah, man, yeah, I can't get cola out of my head. That is fantastic. Yeah, if you ever see it when you're at the store, don't skip over this stuff. Delicious. It's one of those drinks that like I'll just pour like a little glass of it, maybe after a big meal, and just sit and kind of sip on it. It would probably be good in cocktails, but I don't know what. Oh, there's a whole big description on the back. This whole paragraph here is all like telling me something about it. Well, it's real tiny, though. It says, for almost 200 years, Angostura has made the world's most famous aromatic bitters, and now something special has emerged from the experience of our blenders. Amaro de Angostura, a joyous union of our finest, yeah, it's so tiny, our finest blending skills have elevated the classic liqueur into a great new... New world dimension? What? Conjuring vivid images of languid, sun-drenched days and sultry, soft, scented nights? What? Blood-stirring native rhythms? What in the world are they talking about? That is the biggest load of marketing BS that I've ever read. But yeah, it's good. They should have just put that. Angostura. Yes, it's good. See, they should hire me. All right. Let's, before we get into some of the stories that I want to talk about, we need to drink something else. Let me pull up my notes of all of the stories for the day, because I guess this drink will probably kick things off. I got myself a fancy glass, because this is a fancy drink, and it requires a fancy glass. This is a big old can from a beverage company called Noka. Noka. N-O-C-A. Noka. Noka. It is a no carbonation. All of their drinks are non-carbonated, which I've kind of been digging over the last like year. I've drank a lot of those hard teas and stuff that don't have carbonation. I've kind of been enjoying them. And that's exactly what this is. This is a hard tea. What caught my eye, other than the Miami Vice kind of colors, is the name. I did a little research into it, but it is called Two Turnt Daddy. Two Turnt Daddy. Two Turnt Daddy. It is iced tea with a hint of lemon. 8% ABV. I think that's the daddy thing. So there is a Two Turnt iced tea, and then this is Two Turnt Daddy. I don't know if that's because it's a big can, like that's it's who's your daddy, or if it's the 8%, who's your daddy, 8%. I don't even know. Says iced tea, hint of lemon, made with real tea, 8% ABV, electrolytes. Oh yeah, I got some electrolytes. Gluten free, 2 grams of sugar per serving. This is 2 servings, so 4 grams of sugar, 150 calories, so 300 calories for the whole can. Okay, it contains 0% juice. doesn't tell me much else on here. Let's crack it open before I dive into my research a little bit. Two turnt. I'm going to get two turnt. Julia says she's uncomfortable. That's the new goal of this show, is just to make everybody uncomfortable as much as possible. All right. Two turnt, daddy. No carbonation, so you don't have to worry about how you're pouring it, I guess. Okay. All right. Two turnt. Oh, okay. Marco says to everyone within the sound of my voice, I have tasted the family tradition from 2024. It is Two Turnt. This smells great. Definitely, I get lemon and tea. It smells like a light sweet tea. Here's the real test. Let's see what it happens when you get Two Turnt. Oh. Okay, it's good. It's too boozy, though. Like, there is just a little bit too much of that alcohol kind of flavor. Also, my glass looks dirty. Maybe that's the turnt. It's got turnt all over it. it's fine. I probably kind of want to try just the regular version, the not too turnt, the just enough turnt. Pops. I don't know what you do with the daddy. I dove into some research on this because why not? This brand, this no carbonation, that's their thing. So all of their drinks are carbonation free. They also have worked with a couple different influencers marketing some of their products, which is what one of these, this is an influencer driven product. It is, there's some guy, and look, this is going to make me sound old. I'm sorry. It's going to make me sound old. There's some guy named Two Turnt Tony. That's his name. He's some kind of influencer or social media person. Two Turnt Tony. He is evidently a duck rancher, so he has, like, ducks in his videos. I didn't actually pull up any of his videos. Maybe I should have done that. All right, let me go to the old Instagram here and see if I can find Two Turnt Tony. Two Turnt Tony. Yeah, he's a person. All right. 3.3 million followers. Okay. And, he does not like to wear clothes. He's just kind of, maybe that's the turnt. Maybe he's just turnt. All right, let me see what. Okay, a coochie gash. I don't know if you guys can hear that. Figure out which one that is. He's cooking a lobster here.
Dude, what are you doing? Huh? Really magic. Your meal, my queen.
Oh, yeah, he's got a duck now.
Baby G didn't like the lobster, so he threw it out on a hand line. 20 minutes later, this happened.
There we go. Okay.
This thing tore my hand. So last night, I almost died.
He's a fucking okay. idiot.
Let's talk
almost
about
dies.
It. So every night, my pet rat and I try a different type of cheese together.
Got some cheese.
We've tried quite a variety so far. Sometimes I'll even go gourmet. I broke into my house showing early to avoid my...
What is this music?
Hey, watch the pole.
Yeah, this is all
Told my realtor if she dresses like a pirate, I'll buy this houseboat. That is a complete lie. I just wanted to see if she'd do it. She made the mistake of informing me she is a former
violinist.
This
is too turnt, Tony.
I told her if she plays and dresses like a pirate, I'll buy it.
All right, I've had enough. I also have had enough with this phone cable, which evidently is cutting out on me. I'll have to fix that. Another thing to add to the list. Somebody write that down for me. Two Turnt Tony. He's a guy and with ducks. And I guess he drinks this tea. That's his thing. They also have a guilty pleasure of mine. There is a YouTuber by the name of Whistlin' Diesel. I don't know if anybody has ever experienced Whistlin' Diesel. I watch his videos. They keep popping up for me, and I keep watching them, and they're funny. He is really good at either being an idiot or pretending really well that he is an idiot and being entertaining. He has a product called Alcolo. It is Alcolo premium alcohol. I don't know what it tastes like. I don't know anything about it. I've never tried it. I've never seen it in a store. But he has that product also made by them. There's Livin' Lemonade, Noka Breezy. There's something called Weekend Water, Weekend Water. It is literally boozy water. It's water. No, non-carbonated, just boozy water. I don't know. Somebody help me understand why you need boozy water. I don't know if it's like, I don't know. I don't know if I really want that in my life or if I think it is like the stupidest thing that I've ever heard. But if I see it in the stores, I'll buy it and I'll drink it with you guys just to see what it's like. Boozy water. What are we doing? Like, how did we get here? How is this where we are in the world of drinking now? How did we do this? Who turned? Man. So I think the Two Turnt Daddy just has more booze. I think that was what I put together with my limited ability to find any research. Non-carbonated, we talked about that. The regular version is only 5% ABV, and only 95 calories. Right. I think I want the regular, the not so turnt. Water with booze. Boom. I don't get it. The more I find like weird beverages like this, the more I realize that I'm either an idiot, which maybe that's it, or I'm so far out of the loop that I'm just not the consumer anymore. I'm just old. I can't, there's not many times that I feel old. But things like this kind of make me feel old because I just don't understand. That being said, it's not bad. It's just a little too boozy. Oh. I also don't love the lemon. I need like a little bit more of like maybe a tartness from it. It just tastes like fake lemon, and I don't really like that. Which it probably is fake lemon if it has 0% juice. It's not lemon juice. It's something else. How much more difficult can it be to use actual lemon juice versus some kind of like acid and flavor or whatever they do to make fake lemon juice. It cannot be that much more expensive, right? I don't know. I don't understand it. But I'm going to work my way through it, and we'll figure it out together. I did mention today on social media that after I wrap up recording this show, I'm going to record just a couple short videos too, which is what I did last week. After I wrapped up the show, I recorded short stuff. I think it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't know. Time doesn't make sense. This, if I have any left, I'm going to record a short video about this stuff. But then I also have, I have a couple things that I could do. I have like some kind of canned margarita in there too. And then something that I know will be good. So, I have a beer too. I do have a beer in there that I need to record a video about, but I think I'm going to make that. You guys don't care. This is just, I'm in the weeds. I'm going to make a longer video about that beer. Dogfish Head, shout out to Dogfish Head. They sent me a little package with their new Grateful Dead collaboration beer. They sent me a couple of them. And I did record a video, but I still haven't looked at the footage to see if I have everything I need. Drinking one of the cans. And then I got a different idea of something I wanted to do. So I'm going to do that with the other can. I don't know, but I'm not going to do that one tonight is I guess where I'm going with this. Doesn't even make sense. Julia says, happy 250th not episode of this, not a show. It is episode 250. All right. I want to talk about franchise law, which I know sounds really boring, but locally, there was a little bit of news recently about Heidelberg Distributing, and they announced, if you are listeners of Brett and Mike on Bruce Guy's Booze News, Barstool Perspective, whatever we're calling it these days, they did talk about this just a little bit, but I want to talk a little bit more about it. Heidelberg is a huge distributor locally here, and they... In Hamilton County, they distribute some big brands like all of the Budweiser stuff. So AB InBev, that would be obviously Budweiser, Bud Light, the Michelob stuff, all of your Stella. I'm trying to think of something else here. All of the Anheuser-Busch stuff. They distribute that. They do Yingling. They do Corona, Modelo. They do Heineken, Sierra Nevada, Guinness is a big one. And then the one that really is, the one that jumps out to me is everything from Sinbev. So all of your Hootie, your Little Kings, Taft's, which is hopefully getting ready to make a comeback. I don't have any actual details on that. I did reach out to him to get him on the podcast though, because I want to talk about it. But all of that stuff is distributed in Hamilton County by Heidelberg. There in this country, and I don't know that this is a problem, there is a very strange three-tier theoretical system that is in place. And I say theoretical because it's a soft three-tier system in a lot of states like Ohio, where every brewery has the ability to distribute their own beer. The ability to self-distribute. That being said, when you sign with a distributor, and I'm going to say especially a bigger distributor, because some of the smaller ones have kind of figured out that they are not gaining anything by holding people hostage. But when you sign to a bigger distributor, you are essentially signing a contract that no matter what your contract says, no matter what's written in a actual contract, you can't get out of. You are basically you can't wiggle your way out of it. How is it actually worded in there? It is worded. I didn't put specifics how it's worded. It's you have to have just cause to get out of it. So you can't just. The distributor can't just stop distributing your beer in theory. You can't just stop selling your beer to the distributor and start self-distributing. You can't do that. But if you want to get out of the contract, you have to come up with this this nebulous thing called Just Cause, which is not defined anywhere. There are plenty of places that have gotten out of these contracts. It's not impossible, but it's very expensive and very difficult to do. And usually if your distributor doesn't want to, they can make your life miserable, and you're going to have to go to court over it no matter what. You're going to have to go to court over it to get out of these contracts. So you now have these breweries, and I'm going to use, just for my own illustration purposes, I'm going to use SynBev because they are the local one that's wrapped up in this. If you're SynBev, you've got this Taft's brand that you're getting ready to kind of rebirth into the world of Cincinnati craft beer. You've got this brand, and now you have your distributor in Hamilton County that is telling bars, especially the smaller places that are not putting in big orders, that they can no longer get their beer weekly. They now have to get monthly deliveries, which doesn't seem like a big deal. I think all of us could probably figure out a way to buy our beer once a month. However, when you look at some of these places, you can't, number one, you can't predict over the month how much beer you're going to need for that entire month. And even if you can, what are you going to do with all that beer? You cannot buy an entire month's worth of some of these brands and stash it into corners of your cooler. You just don't have enough space. It's really putting, it's not necessarily bad for the bars. It is, but they could figure it out if their customers would jump on board. They don't have to sell Budweiser. They don't have to sell SynBev. They don't have to sell Yingling. There's another thing from another distributor that they could slide into that place and be fine. But customers are not going to be okay with it, number one. And probably the bigger one, it's kind of crappy to some of these other breweries. If I'm SynBev and I am selling Little Kings, and I know that this bar's not going to be able to get more than, you know, what they think they can sell in a month and have space for to stash somewhere, it's putting me in a crappy spot. And hopefully, either number one, Heidelberg figures out a way to figure this out, which I don't know that's going to happen. I know there's a lot of people kind of really mad at Heidelberg over this. Heidelberg is a very old distributor. They were family owned for they were the original family owned for 85 years before they were sold to another family owned company. It's not private equity, kind of is, but not. It is a family owned company. Back in 2022, people are blaming them for this. Maybe everybody's fresh off the Frisch's thing. Everybody's just kind of, you know, chomping at the bit to blame private equity for ruining everything they love. It's not a dumb business decision from their part. But when you look at the spirit of what we're supposed to be doing here by getting beer into people's hands, it's a crappy move, I guess, especially for small breweries and small bars. It's not good. So I don't like it. Doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't make me really happy with the distributor. I recognize that there are great people that work there, but I don't like it. Luckily, I don't drink that many products that are distributed by Heidelberg that I know of. I definitely drink a Guinness here and there, especially this time of year. And I definitely drink me some SynBev, but those are the big ones for me. Sierra Nevada. Sierra Nevada is a Heidelberg distributed brewery. I do like me some Sierra Nevada, so it does affect all of us somehow. But it is timely that this is happening right as we've been talking about this this idea of franchise law reform in distributing. It's a big flag waving moment of like, hey, this is one of the things that they're talking about that needs to change, that we need to put some power back into the smaller side of the agreement, which, you know, when the original, what is it called, the Ohio Alcoholic Beverage, whatever, when that was first written back in the 70s or 80s, is it late 70s? I can't remember now. When that was first written, the breweries were the big companies. You had something like 150 something breweries that existed in the country at that time, and they were big breweries. And then you had something like I can't remember that. It's thousands of small distributors that distributed those 150 brands, those 150 companies, and then thousands of people that were distributing that beer. So these laws were put into place to protect those small businesses from the big businesses. And that number has now shifted, obviously, and changed. And the big businesses, in a lot of cases, are the distributors, and the small businesses, in most cases, are the breweries. And so some of that just needs to change. It needs reformed and updated, I guess. Marco says, you know, there are good people on both sides. There are. there are. And there's also terrible people on both sides. Terrible people. Terrible. So that's what's going on locally in the franchise law of distribution world. Just tons of excitement. I did pull this other article about coffee. We don't ever really talk about coffee on this show. Although we probably could at some point, although I probably shouldn't be drinking coffee at 10 o'clock at night, but maybe. there's something happening right now in Europe that is weird. It's been happening for a while. It started maybe what 10 years ago. There was this movement in the European Union where they were trying to ban. They were trying to ban cinnamon rolls. They actually have to jump over to that. Oh no! Oh, we lost the drink cam.
That's all right.
Oh, we don't really need it. Josh says the Weekly Cup morning show. Maybe. They were trying to ban cinnamon rolls. So. Evidently, when they were testing these cinnamon rolls, they had too much of this thing called coumarin, which is in cinnamon. It's like the prominent chemical, I guess, in the most common cinnamon that's out there. There was more than you're supposed to have. And too much of this can cause liver damage. And if you listened to my episode of Drinking with the Gnome, where I talked about absinthe, this will sound a little familiar, because the argument here is that in order to consume enough coumarin that it really would do damage to your liver, the sugar that you would have to consume in the cinnamon rolls would do far more damage before you could even get there. In the same way that, like, when absinthe was banned, there was a thujone is the chemical that was in there that supposedly causes hallucinations, but in order to consume enough thujone, the amount of alcohol that you would have to consume would have far killed you. You would already be dead before you could even worry about hallucinating. So similar kind of thing, but leave it to the European Union to try to ban cinnamon rolls. Well, now they've put out this thing where they are trying to convince us that caffeine is going to kill us. Rod says, I meant to reach out. Let me know if you'll be attending Bachfest, although pretty sure you are. And also, if you're going to CBC and Indy this year, we should try to connect up at either. I'm still on the fence about CBC, but definitely, yes, Bachfest. I will definitely be down on Friday and Saturday. Sunday is probably a no-go. For some reason, my family frowns on me eating sausage more than 2 days in a row and drinking copious amounts of Bach. And, of course, the only other thing to do at Bachfest, eat a bunch of dicks. I'm going to be eating so many dicks potato chips at Bachfest this year. So if you do see me there, find me, and I'll get you some dicks. I will definitely be down. I'll be in. I will be walking in the parade this year with Dick's potato chips because we love them so much. And I don't want to announce it on here because I still have not done full testing yet. But I'm trying to build something to have some kind of a rig. Some of you know what I'm talking about. I've talked to some of you guys about it. But yeah, I'm trying to build some kind of, if you know me and you know the things that I love, not just Dick's potato chips, but other things that I love. I'm gonna do that. Zach says, "Are you selling Dick's?" No, I'm not selling Dick's. Although I am sponsored by Dick's, so yeah, I guess technically in some way I am selling Dick's. Go buy Dick's. Go to dickspotatochips.com for the best Dick's in all the land. Anyways, back to coffee. European Union wants to convince us that coffee is going to kill us. Marco says, "Will it be at HG tomorrow?" Probably not. Maybe, but probably not. The shoulder strap situation is not constructed yet, and I still need to do like a long running test to see how long this apparatus will run. I have not done that. Maybe tomorrow should be the test. Maybe I should bring it and just let it run and see. Yeah, so coffee, I'm getting very distracted here. The European Union has said that caffeine, which the reason that this is all happening is because they're banning caffeine. Zach says, "Are they available in all flavors at HG? Usually, unless we eat them all, because sometimes we eat a lot of Dicks." Caffeine, they were in the process of banning it as use as a pesticide, because I guess people use caffeine to kill slugs or something. So as they're justifying banning it because of that, they then have put out this study that says that caffeine is bad for everybody. And evidently, you guys might be shocked to hear this, caffeine can cause adverse effects of the heart, hydration, and body temperature, as well as triggering anxiety and sleep problems. If you didn't know that, caffeine does that to you. And so they are anti-caffeine, and they've now created a bunch of panic with Europeans who love their coffee, and they are now afraid that someday in the future, these regulators are going to now start targeting their coffee, which I think is a valid concern. There's a quote in this article that somebody says that nobody thinks smoking and whiskey are good for you, but they add pleasure to many people's lives, and that's why they should be okay. And yes, I agree that 100%, and that's like this the entire argument that we've been making about alcohol. As everybody's putting out these studies and Surgeon General warnings and trying to put warning labels on everything, it's not good for you. It's fine. You don't have to, like, you don't have to ban it, number one. You don't have to put warning labels on everything. We know that there are things that are not good for us. We know that. I know that if I go camping and I build a big old fire and I'm breathing in all that smoke while I'm smoking a cigar and drinking whiskey, and I know that's not good for you. I know that inhaling all of that smoke is not good for you, but it brings me joy. And if we want to go down the study route, there have been studies that have said that people who do things that bring them pleasure like that, that cause them to relax, that good outweighs the health risks that are associated with it. I'm not a doctor. Don't quote me on it. You can quote me on it, but I'm not a doctor. Don't take my medical advice. But I think that a healthy level of moderate drinking is better for you than not drinking. That's how I firmly believe that. I'm not claiming that I'm a moderate drinker. I'm not. I'm definitely above moderate. But I think it's good for you. And I think that is the same thing about cinnamon rolls. I think an occasional cinnamon roll is better than completely ignoring cinnamon rolls. And I think caffeine is just fine. If you want to have a cup of coffee in the morning, have a freaking cup of coffee in the morning. It's fine. If you want to have, I don't know if there's caffeine in my two turnt daddy. There probably has to be a little bit if there's actual tea, which it says there is. There's probably a little bit of caffeine in here. And it's probably good for me. I think too turnt is a slang term for too healthy. Too healthy, Daddy. Mm. It's not bad. I feel like I say this a lot when I drink stupid things. It's not bad, but it certainly isn't good. over ice, especially as it waters down just a little bit, this might actually be just fine. It's not better than it's certainly not better than Geist tea. Zach wants to know if Blake is going to be on Truth Beer Pod tomorrow at HG. I don't think he is. He was on there last week, so I don't think he's going to be on this week. But maybe. I don't know if I'm legally allowed to divulge all of the Truth Beer Pod secrets, but they record every Tuesday at HG. Mostly, I guess, at any point they could hit the road and go somewhere else. But so far, most Tuesdays, they're there recording. And sometimes I just show up. Sometimes Blake just shows up. Sometimes Craft Parenting Pod just shows up. You never know. Marco says, get no medical advice at Madtree on Saturdays during the farmer's market and tarot reading. I've got a little booth that I set up. It looks like Lucy on Peanuts, the little psychiatrist booth. That'd be me. Doctor is in. The gnome is in. Zach says I may have to stop in to say hey someday soon. Let us know. I will definitely make sure that I set my plans accordingly. All right. I think that's it. I'm gonna finish this and I'm gonna record some stuff. So if you're a Nomi, I'll put it up. I'm gonna start a live stream that is for all of the Nomis. So all of the free subscribers and the paid subscribers. So tune in for that if you're a Nomi. We're gonna record I think three videos, I think is what I'm gonna do. Three short videos. And two of them will be two more drinks, two new drinks. Awesome. All right. Thank you, guys. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. You know how to do this. It's every Monday night around 9:30 p.m. ish. And we hang out here and we do this whole thing live. If you're going to be down at Bachfest, especially Friday or Saturday, keep an eye out for me. If you see me, come say hi, please. I know that there, sometimes people just kind of, think they're not supposed to come up and talk in public, and you are. That's the whole point of this. Come up and, Zach says, did you talk about the Little King's Big Can? We talked about it last week when I was doing some label approvals, and I was definitely a little torn on it. So if you're at Bachfest, you see me, come say hi. We'll have a beer together, maybe some sausage or some schnitzel or something. If there's sausage or schnitzel, I don't know. There's a pig roast. I do know that this year Rosedale is a Bachfest Hall location, and they are doing a pig roast, and I think that that's going to be kind of cool, like a fun little spot to go check out. Go for a tour while you're down at Bachfest. We've got another week before the Bachfest festivities that we need to worry about. So we'll talk next week a little bit more about Bachfest. Maybe we'll drink some Bach. We'll do Bach. Bach as schnapps. Thank you guys very much for hanging out with me. I appreciate you. Huge thanks to Dick's Potato Chips. Dick's Potato Chips, the best chips in the universe. We love Dick's, and we cannot thank them enough for sponsoring this show. And if you haven't tried them, go try them. and check them out at Bachfest also. And for everybody who does support via the Patreon account at thegnarlygnome.com/support, thank you very much, because you enable all of this to happen, and you kind of fuel the machine. So thank you. Swag is coming. Sticker packs are almost finished, and then I'm going to try to figure out what the big thing is going to be. If I'm doing the thing that I've been wanting to do for a while, or if I'm going a little different route, we'll figure it out. It's coming. So thank you. If you like this, if you like anything, go to thegnarlygnome.com/support. Share with your friends, and all of that helps. It helps it kind of keep growing. I think that last week's episode was one of the biggest episodes that we've done. Definitely top five, we'll say, as far as traffic goes. So thank you guys for sharing it with your friends. Thank you. Continue to do that, please. And we'll keep doing this. Even if you don't share, I'm going to keep doing this. You can't get me to stop. I'm not going to stop. Sorry. You're stuck with me. We'll see you guys later. Cheers, everybody. Have a good week. If anybody was wondering what two turnt tastes like, it tastes like sadness and plastic. Sadness and plastic.